Listen to part of a lecture in a music history class.
So, I just finished reviewing your papers on the influence of nationalism on a composer's music, and initially I was surprised none of you chose to write about Béla Bartók. That is until I remembered we haven't had a chance to discuss him in class yet. He was a wonderful and groundbreaking composer. Béla Bartók was a Hungarian whose life stretched from the late 19th century to the middle of the 20th century, but he was not a fan of the romantic style of music that was popular in his homeland during his youth.
Wait, Hungary wasn't a country in 1900, was it?
You're right. I should have been clearer. Bartók was born in Austria-Hungary, a nation that broke apart when he was about 40 years old. Actually, the town where he was born is presently part of Romania. The political history of that region is complex. Suffice it to say, Bartók is generally known as a Hungarian composer. So, during Bartók's youth, the music played in the concert halls of Austria-Hungary was dominated by romantic pieces by mostly German composers. We discussed the romantic style last week. These pieces were long and lyrical. They were meant to have a sort of grandeur about them. And in the early 1900s, composers who worked in the Romantic style were the most popular in Austria-Hungary. But Bartók, he was part of a musical community that was trying to change this, and it led him to, well, the first thing it did was lead him to travel. He looked to the countryside for the music of the farmers and the people who lived in small towns. And their music, well, you could say he discovered the music that was popular in those areas.
What do you mean?
Well, all the music we've been talking about the past few weeks, it really was all in the cities. That's where the composers and the orchestras were. Out in remote areas of the countryside, in rural locations, music was more traditional, the same songs that were enjoyed by previous generations.